The deadline to fill out the 2020 census is quickly approaching, and according to the U.S. Census Bureau, Nevada has surpassed its 2010 census self-response rate. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano has this report.
In 2010, Nevadans had the choice to self-respond to the census one of two ways, over the phone or by mail. By the end of the 2010 census deadline, self-responding Nevadans accounted for roughly 61% of the response rate. Fast forward 10 years, that number is more than 65% with time to spare. Misty Slater with the U.S. Census Bureau says their ability to adapt to the current health crisis might have had something to do with it.
It seemed like people were flocking to the online option. We had a lot of people respond online during the pandemic. Just to counteract the pandemic's, you know, chaos, we did up our advertising. Since people were watching more TV, we did advertise more on social media. Our partners were able to brainstorm and come up with other events that they could do virtually. So they would have like virtual town hall meetings or just workshops to get to know what census data was about.
But not only is Nevada excelling at its self-response rate, census trackers on the ground have collected responses from more than 27% households they've visited. So if you combine the rate of self-responses and in-person home responses, Nevada's total response rate is currently sitting at 93.7%. Slater says this is huge for Nevada. She's a retired Air Force public affairs specialist who says not even the Air Force could have prepared her for the fast-paced tempo she undergoes working with the Census Bureau.
It was mind-blowing to me how census data touches everybody's daily lives. If you have children and they go to school, well, census data goes towards school lunch programs, education, and where schools are going to be built, because if there's new subdivisions in the area, and they know how many children are going to be coming in, you know, 5 to 10 years. They know that they have a need for a new school. That's all derived by census data.
Every decade, hundreds of billions of dollars in federal money gets divided between the country, and you need the total population count of each state to figure out how to distribute that money. The money will help fund local communities in a variety of ways, including programs like Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program known as SNAP. It also covers water and waste disposal systems for rural communities, road infrastructure, and much more.
And then you have Section 8 housing vouchers. Especially now, during the pandemic, this is a key time. Our health care, people out of work, all these federal programs are here to help people in need. And right now we have a great need. And that's why it's vitally important for everybody to respond to the census.
The total state population counted in the census even determines how many seats the state gets in the House of Representatives. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.